Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. This is your host, Michael Corman. So this is the last day of 2021. Now I wanted to get one more podcast episode in this year because it's been a couple months since I've done that. So maybe a month and a half. Okay, so here we are. This is the last episode. Hold on. Last episode of the year. And you're not going to hear this until next year because it's almost midnight. I don't even know what I want to talk about. I just wanted to get one more episode in. So I was like, I've been saying that a lot. Okay. So it's like I do these podcasts on my Zoom H2, which is a little pocket recorder. And I use, right now I'm using an external microphone for it, but it comes with these built-in microphones that are pretty awesome. This thing is old. I got it in 2008, I think. And, you know, it's called the Zoom. Okay. But it's like nowadays everybody knows Zoom as the teleconferencing software. But that's not even the same company. It's so confusing. I'm making dinner while I talk. Okay, so I've got this pot of boiling water on the stove here, and I still don't know what I'm going to talk about in this episode. If you've been looking at my Instagram account lately over the past couple days, and who knows when you're going to see this, but so this is the end of 2021, and who knows, I may change next week. It might totally become a different thing. So this, whatever I'm about to say right now might not be applicable in the future, but right now it's applicable. This is the current state of affairs, is that I've been telling stories. I've been telling personal anecdotes. And here's the thing. Back at the beginning of 2020, when I first started getting serious about learning marketing, well, I really started getting serious about learning. Oh my God. It was the beginning of 2019, really. Even 2018 over the summer. That's when we could go back even further, but the current iteration of this started in the beginning of 2020. Okay. This was like slightly before the pandemic. Okay. So this is February is when I started really getting into marketing. And so I was following this guy, Ryan Orico, and he was talking a lot about storytelling and about how the best way to get your point across is to tell stories and not try to convince people of things by assertions and, you know, just saying, you know, but you to really give stories because people like to be entertained, you know, and it's not just about entertainment. Okay. Now here's the thing. What I'm doing right now is I'm making assertions. Okay. So hold on, let me stop. Okay. So this is a little bit, hold on. I need to gather my thoughts together because I'm trying to tell a story about storytelling and I don't know. I'm throwing this orange up and down. It's one of these little oranges, one of these clementines. I think that's what they're called. Yeah. And it's like, it's orange. It's orange colored. I've been experimenting with stories and I've made a resolution about this, okay? And the resolution is that the way I'm trying to tell my stories is by removing all of the assertions, all of the opinions and judgments, and just simply sticking to the facts and my reactions to those facts, okay? Which are themselves facts, okay? So facts and feelings, that's how I look at it, okay? Facts and feelings. A story to me is a list of facts and feelings. That's it. There's no need for assertions. You don't need a moral to the story. Okay. Now this is a moral. What I'm telling you right now is a moral. That's the moral of the story. Now I should tell you a story to back it up. So I can just tell you stories about how I've been posting on Instagram, you know, Instagram. That's what I've been doing. And what I've been doing is I've been writing these things down. So I was like, you know, I've been kind of like, I feel kind of overwhelmed with it because there's so much. I have so many ideas in my head and it's like, I just don't, my body cannot write them down quickly enough. I just have so many ideas. It's like Mozart said that kind of thing about his music. He just couldn't write fast enough. These melodies just kept coming to him. And that's the way it's been for me. It's been that way forever, really. It's just so many ideas. Hold on a second. I'm going to pause the recording because I actually have to wash this dish right now and I don't want that sound there. See you in a minute. Hey, I'm back. I was thinking to myself, like, I want to talk more about stories and stuff, and then it's like, you know, but I don't want to talk about, you know, this gets too philosophical for me. Like, I want to leave the, oh my God, I am feeling overwhelmed. I am feeling very flustered. Very flustered. I'm thinking about all kinds of things. I posted some stuff. So I'm it's New Year's Eve. Here we are. Here we are. The thing, oh my God. Hold on, like just give me a second here. Like I need to, I don't know. Oh my God. See, there's just like this is meta thing that's going on here where it's just like everything that I say is like there's this layer, you know, it's like, I don't know how to talk otherwise. It's the talking, you know, when I'm writing, it's different. So I was, here's the thing. I was writing about, I was in Panera as a coffee shop and I was in Panera and I was writing. Okay. I was like writing stuff. I have a list of stories. I use this app, Notion. It's like a database kind of thing. You can store all kinds of things in it. Like you can, it's like Google Docs and it's like, you can have like database. You can store like any kinds of information you want with properties and you can link things together and you can store images and you can make lists and all sorts of things. It does everything. And I have a list of stories in there, a database of stories, and they're tagged. And I'm trying to flesh that out. I want to put all my stories in there. These are my hopes and dreams, you know, to have all my stories. Back at the beginning of 2020, I made a list of stories. I had like 85 stories on that list. And my goal was to go through them and to tell all of them, to make videos where I talked about every one of these. One day in April of 2020, I spent the entire day, like I made like 50 videos, like 1 minute videos, 50 of them, 55 of them, something like that. It's a huge number. And I went through so many of those stories. And I just spent 1 minute on every single one of them. Some of them I did. I was inside. Some of them I was outside. And I was so inspired and so enthusiastic about it. And I was so excited to like get through all this stuff. And some of those stories, like some of them were things I didn't feel comfortable talking about. And so there were a couple of them where really, literally, I just stood there and stared at the camera for a minute. Or maybe I just started talking and then just kind of like stumbled a bit and then stopped. So I want to go back to that project. I'm inspired to do that again. I want to go back to the project of telling those stories. Okay, I'm going to pause this. I'm going to pause this and eat dinner now. But I'll come back. You won't even notice any time passing. Okay, that took a little bit longer than I was expecting. Actually, it took over 24 hours. It is New Year's Day, 2022. Wow, it's like next year. Okay, so the thing is, I'm feeling a little bit flustered with this. I got this book. I have this right here, Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert's famous book. I hear everybody talking about it. I don't know if I'm going to read it. I haven't read a book. Let's see, the last time I read a book, like an actual physical book, I don't know. I used to read books all the time. I kind of miss it, but I don't read a lot of books these days. It's like, I don't know. Don't know. I'm just flipping through it right now. I was thinking to myself this morning, I took this book off the shelf. I had the book. I got it. It was a few months ago. You know, I was walking outside. They have these little book things. You know, I don't know if you've seen them. I don't know how common they are. There's like, it's this little thing on the side of the street. And there's like a little thing with a little door and you open it. Like just this little, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a, it's just a little case or something that has books in it, okay? And, you know, you can take books and leave books. So I got this book, Eat, Pray, Love, because it's a famous book. That's why I took it. And I was thinking to myself at the time, I'm like, I want to, you know what it was? It's like, I want to understand women better. I want to understand the way that they look at the world. And I know that there's a lot of women who read this book. I'm just reading the back here. In her early 30s, Elizabeth Gilbert had everything a modern American woman was supposed to want. Husband, country home, successful career. But instead of feeling happy and fulfilled, she felt consumed by panic and confusion. Doesn't that sound like the kind of thing that any woman would relate to? Of course. So anybody who understand, who reads this book, anybody who understands this book is going to be like, I'm going to understand how... Oh, look at this. It's the first New Year's Eve I can ever remember in my life where I hadn't known any of the people I was celebrating with. And all this dancing and singing, there was nobody for me to embrace at midnight. But I wouldn't say that anything about this night has been lonely. No, I would definitely not say that. That I'm just reading just the page I opened up to. So New Year's Eve was last night. I spent it by myself. Okay, there was nobody else here. And I would say that I was lonely. I was writing on, I don't even remember what I was doing. I have this light bulb. I have this Alexa thing, this Amazon Echo Dot, and it has Alexa. So I didn't know what the difference was between Alexa and Echo. That was confusing to me until I looked it up. So Echo is the hardware and Alexa is the AI, the voice controlled persona that you can talk to. So I can say things like, Alexa, turn off the light. And I can do that. See, I have this light that it plugs into the lamp. It's a bulb. It's the coolest thing ever. I've been playing with it like all the time. Like I can change all different colors and it can be like, I can say, Alexa, make the light. Well, okay, hold on. Alexa, turn the light on. And it goes on. I don't know if you can hear. Say, Alexa, what's the weather?
The current weather is 49 degrees Fahrenheit with showers. Tonight, you can look for rainy weather with a low of 47 degrees.
Thank you, Alexa. And I can change the light. I can change the color. Alexa, make the light blue. And then it becomes blue. It's now blue in the room. How cool is that? I am having fun because, you know, I can change it. I can change it so that it's, Alexa, make the light crimson. And suddenly it's crimson in here, which is like this, it's this red. It's like this pink, red, purple. It's like this very warm red. It's so much more relaxing than the cooler colors like blue and green. The red colors, I just love these red colors. So when I've been just that night especially, I love the red. It's so nice. It's just to have this, it's so mystical and everything. It's just fantastic. That's an opinion, you know. I say it's fantastic. So this is a podcast. This is the Self-Defined Human podcast. This is a topicless podcast. There's no topic for today because I'm trying to do some stuff and I'm trying to get rid of, in my speech, I'm trying to get rid of the opinions and I'm trying to get rid of the assertions and I'm trying to get rid of the wants and the likes, the preferences and the trying. I'm trying to eliminate all those things and I feel stuck. I feel stuck in my speech right now, the way I'm speaking. I feel stuck. I'm trying to speak, and I feel stuck. Stuck. Eat, pray, love. Here's the thing, is that my glasses, I wish I had glasses that had this, some sort of, that didn't reflect the light as much, because when I'm doing videos, I have some videos that I've done, crazy. January 1st, 2022. Wow. I'm gonna read you some stories, okay? Some things that I've posted, these things on Instagram. So maybe you've read them on Instagram. I'm gonna read them right here. Let's see, hold on a second. I got a list of stories. So this is in Notion on my phone, which takes like 30 minutes to load. This is it's so frustrating. So like, it's like, come on. You know, after this whole pandemic has been going on forever, and it's like spending so much time on my phone and just like waiting, every little bit that I'm waiting on my phone. I'm just gonna read you some stories here. So this is the one about, you might have seen this post. This is from checking out, getting my food at Panera. And did I tell this story already? I don't think I did. I don't think I told it on the podcast. I can't remember. I think I told it on video. So I have a written version of it, and I also did it on video. I went to Panera the other day. Panera's it's a restaurant, chain restaurant. I think I said this. It's just, I don't remember, because this podcast has been recorded. It's like the third sitting, so I don't even know. I went to Panera the other day and ordered my food at the self-service kiosk. Okay, the self-service kiosk is a computer. You just go in there and you punch in the food that you want. I've got this down to a science now, because, well, the thing is that I had this, well, let me just backtrack a little bit here, because this was several months ago, okay? I think it was in April, May. It was in May 2021, and I had, you know, they had got this offer, and they're like, this is for $9 a month, you can get unlimited coffee, unlimited iced coffee. But first 3 months is free, and then you can cancel after that. So I was like, I want iced coffee, because I hadn't really had much iced coffee. Through the whole pandemic, I wasn't drinking iced coffee. But then I was really in the mood for it, because it was May and it was starting to get warmer. And I'm like, 3 months free iced coffee, unlimited. And I could, and I was like, well, I'll do this, whatever. Okay, three months of this. And then I can cancel after 3 months. I don't have to pay a cent. So 3 months came and went, and never went there a single time. And then in August, it was like, I got an email, and they're like, we're going to charge you. And so, you know, and I was like, well, I can't have that happen. I never even went there. So I canceled. But when you go to cancel, they say, don't go, you can sign up for another 3 months for free. So I did that again. 3 months, August, September, October, and then in November. I never went once, okay? So now here we're 6 months after I initially signed up for this program. I get a notification saying that they've charged me $9. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Charge me $9 for a month, fine. I better make it worth my while, okay? I've paid $9. I'm going to go there, I'm going to get more than $9. You know, I'm going to go there however many times, 3 times, 4 times, whatever. So I did that. So now I'm just like, well, I paid for another month. Because, you know, it's not a horrible deal, right? $9 and you get unlimited iced coffee, or I think tea, hot coffee, whatever. You don't have to pay for it beyond the $9. And they have Wi-Fi and all that. So now I've been having fun, because it's like, I like the environment there. It's really not, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I buy like other stuff too when I'm there. But So the other day I was there and I was ordering my food at the self-serve kiosk, which I love because I don't have to talk to anybody. Okay, I can just punch in the thing on the computer. I don't have to talk to a single person. It's a complete dream for an INTP like me. I don't have to talk to a single person because I don't like talking to people. That's why I do this podcast. I don't have to talk to people in real life. So, but the thing is that there are these four kiosks there, and two of them were occupied. And they were like, so it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. So there were people at number 2 and at number 4. So I couldn't really get in because there wasn't any room there. And one of them had two people at it, okay? And they were taking up like the whole thing. So I had to say, excuse me, to get one of them to move. Now, my voice was echoing in my head as I got my coffee and walked over to pick up my salad at the counter. Okay, excuse me. It's like this thing I said. Excuse me, excuse me. Thinking of this. Excuse me, excuse me. But the thing is that as I was walking to get my food, I had to say excuse me again because there were these two black women that were blocking the aisle. Now, Michael, why do you have to say that they're black women? I hear you ask. Well, look, that's the image, okay? It's the image. They were black. It mattered to me because I felt nervous. I was like, you know, these two women, like, I don't know, you know, when I look at black people, and this is, yes, sure, call me a racist. I don't care. I think black people, you know, they're cool, okay? They're just like, they don't seem as awkward as I do, or as I feel. So the fact that they're black, it's relevant because it's like I started worrying, like, what are they thinking about me? Are they thinking about how awkward I am? So that's what happened. Now, I posted this on Instagram, and I was really surprised at the reactions that I got because some of them were not what I was expecting. I don't know exactly what I was expecting. But there's a couple surprising reactions. I mean, first of all, one thing, okay, I guess what I was expecting was the reactions of people attacking me, like, you know, calling me a racist, calling me, just being like, Michael, what's the point of that story? Michael, why do you, you know, why can't you just, you know, why do you have to be so awkward? Why do you have to care that much what other people think? Okay, that was what I was, okay, fearing a lot of, but I was pretty relieved to hear initially when I asked somebody about this, to hear that actually, he related to what I was saying about, like, the social anxiety aspect of this. And there were a couple people that brought that up to me. And especially the video version of it. Like, that really, you know, I got a lot of likes on that, more than usual. So I was very surprised about that. I just sent a text to somebody before I started recording this, and I'm very nervous because I just feel really awkward about that text. It was very out of character for me to send it, and I'm very nervous thinking that this person is going to think that I'm being manipulative. I don't know how I'm going to respond if that... It's just... I'm trying out a couple new things here, so I just don't know. I am very nervous. Ugh. But what happened? So this, oh, but you know, there was another type of reaction I got to this story. Because there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of social anxiety, and they think about these things as they're going through their day, and they're saying, you know, they're just saying things to people, saying awkward things, and they I think, you know, the my story, trivial as it is, is something that people can resonate with. But there's another type of reaction I got. There's people that think that I was complaining about how rude people are, that people are not moving out of my way, that they're not aware enough, that they can see when they're in the way, which was totally not the point of my story. So that was when there's a couple people that said stuff like that. I'm like, what? What are they even saying? I didn't even understand it at first. Because the story was not me complaining about how rude people are or how unaware they are. That's like just totally not the point. So I'm kind of inspired these days. Like, I'm thinking about a lot of different ways that I could be telling stories and the types of impacts that they could have on people. So I'm kind of excited about the idea of experimenting with this and trying new things and trying to tell a bunch of different stories and see how it is that people react. I'm just sitting here. I'm lying here on my bed. And I'm feeling overwhelmed. Like there's so many ideas. I can't even express them. And there's so many different ways of talking. So many options here. Yo, yo, yo. So, how we doing? My name is Michael Corman. This is my podcast. This is going out to you all in podcast land. I'm waiting. I don't even want to get a reply to this text. Ugh. Ugh. Don't like it. I just sent this thing. It sounded good in my head. I don't even want to tell you what it was even about. Not good. Okay. So life is fun. I'm playing with a rubber band right now. I had an interesting conversation on Instagram today. And is a conversation with a friend of mine. And we were talking about male-female relationships. This is a female friend of mine. And I'm not going to go into all the details here. The conversation, there were moments in the conversation that I felt nervous, and there are moments in the conversation that I felt excited and relieved. I was experimenting with different things and different ways of talking. And different, I was noticing a lot of things in myself, wanting, you know, being nervous and holding back of wanting not to, just wanting to just, you know, to, I don't know, not wanting to. So I was feeling nervous, but I said, I'm gonna use this as an opportunity to practice, and I was assertive with certain types of practice. And then at the end of the conversation, it was a very different feeling. Because the conversation, she remarked to me that there was a certain level of intimacy that she was feeling. I'm like, yeah, I get what you're saying. So I was feeling kind of encouraged. I was feeling excited. I was like, wow, I think I figured something out. I posted on Facebook the other day. I posted a little story about Katie. About how I was feeling in the Christmas season. I was really upset on Christmas. I was thinking about her a lot. And so I posted that on Facebook. And I got some reactions that were not, again, I didn't know what I was expecting and I didn't know what I was hoping for. I just wanted to experiment. So I just did it, you know, I just posted it. I didn't have like a very specific idea of what I was going to get in response. And I was kind of frustrated when I saw the responses. Because there were responses about people offering me sympathy, telling me, Michael, you're going to find someone better. Which is okay, fine. But I was feeling frustrated when I read those responses. I wrote a couple stories about, I had a couple other experiences at Panera. And I wrote those and posted them. I did this calligraphy thing. I wrote Happy New Year. And I posted a picture of that and then wrote a little story about my experience writing it. And the perfectionism that I was dealing with. And with editing the image as well. There's a lot of hesitation, a lot of frustration. And so I got some responses to those stories. And it feels a little uncomfortable. The level of... There's a level of intimacy there. But I also feel encouraged. Okay. I'm going to call it quits here right now, and I hope that this was enjoyable for you. If not, then let's hear about it. Okay, have a good night. It's night here. Maybe it's not night where you are. Have a good year. It's the beginning of the year here. Maybe it's not the beginning of the year where you are. Wherever in the calendar you are. Wherever on the clock you are. Okay. I'm holding my breath because I'm nervous. I just feel very embarrassed. It's like embarrassment. Extreme awkwardness and self-consciousness. I have a strategy in mind, and I could tell you about that, but I don't want to muddy the waters. But I'll just leave you with a little tip. The tip is, if you feel worried, well, here's the tip. The tip is this, okay? If you feel jealous, then what you should do I feel very self-conscious. So if you feel jealous, then you should make Jell-O. I need a co-host. That's what I would really benefit from that. You know, somebody to like bounce things off of. Somebody to have some kind of banter with. Because right here, I'm just here, like by myself. Playing with a rubber band in the crimson light. Ugh. Okay. I hope you have a good day. This is an awkward episode, isn't it? I hope you feel that too. Talk to you later.